I'm Alana Medlock, and this is the WGXC News Update. Karen Terarache reports at WNYT-TV in Albany that though there is some ethics reform in Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget, he's been mum on the issue since his State of the State tour in early January. And legislators aren't talking ethics either. Quote, legislators know that the public, when push comes to shove, they care about their education in their districts. They don't care about ethics because it doesn't affect them, end quote. Bartoletti explained, League of Women Voters legislative director. Although he puts it in the budget, and I think he's done this three budget cycles now, it never rises to the top and he doesn't go out and promote it. He puts it in the State of the State, he gets a rah, 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 and then he never talks about it again, end quote. Read the full story at WNYT's website. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that hundreds of supporters of President Donald Trump turned out to the walkway over the Hudson in Poughkeepsie on March 25th to support the administration. The Reverend William Benucci, executive director of the New York State Faith and Freedom Coalition, said, quote, basically, we see that the mainstream media is doing well to magnify opposition to the present administration, and we just wanted to let everyone know that the majority of New Yorkers are in support of this administration, our police force, our veterans, and all those people who are working together to make America great again, end quote. Marchers handed out pocket-sized copies of the U.S. Constitution during the rally. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Kenneth Lovett reports in the New York Daily News that standardized testing began in New York Tuesday, March 28th, and the New York State United Teachers Union is aggressively reminding parents they may keep their children from taking the tests. Using billboards and bus shelter ads, the union is hoping more parents keep their children out of the tests. About 20% of students statewide opted out of taking the exams the past 2 years. Quote, we believe it's important for parents to know their rights, including their right to opt their children out of state tests, said union spokesperson Carl Korn. Read the full story in the New York Daily News. Victoria Addison reports for Columbia Green Media that actress Linda Lavin and her husband plan to open a restaurant in Claverack. Lavin, the star of Alice and many Broadway productions who lives in Chatham, wants to open a restaurant at 484 Route 23, the former Yorkshire Farms restaurant and tavern that has been an antique shop for the last 5 years. Quote, it's a wonderful thing to think that Alice, who was a waitress for most of her adult life, could actually be the boss and have her own place, Lavin said. Quote, that's what we hope for so many women in society, is to be able to achieve financial success and comfort, end quote. The future Joe's Roadhouse Lodge will serve standard American fare at dinner time with burgers and steaks and a pizza oven. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.